We're going to come
just
back.
Don't.
Just don't. We're going to come. I did want to, you know what? I do have a good note to wrap up on. We want to send a big shout out to our friend Diane. Diane made us some amazing cupcakes.
And you know what? I really bashed the candy corn pumpkins, but Diane, you made me a convert. Those were amazing on top of the cupcakes, and I thought it was really delicious.
I wanted to get into this with you because I know we are both on that same page, and I'm with you. I'm 100. We're on the same page again. If it's on a cupcake, completely different. Completely different on a
story.
Cupcake. Yeah, that was, it was really good. It was a perfect thing on
Thank
top
you.
Of a cupcake. Thank you, Diane. Thank you to all
and
of
the
you.
The lemon cookies were amazing.
Yes, very good. We'll be back with more fun right here on
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Safe passage from Gaza into Egypt. Injured Palestinians and people with foreign passports are being allowed through the Rafah crossing for the first time since the Israel-Hamas war began. Diplomatic sources tell CBS News the U.S. and Qatar mediated the agreement. Correspondent Ian Lee reports from Tel Aviv.
This is a victory for diplomats. They've been trying to get that border crossing open to get people out of Gaza. We know that up to 500 foreigners will be able to leave out of that Rafah border crossing into Egypt. That is according to officials.
The Hamas-run government claims Israeli airstrikes have hit apartment buildings in a refugee camp in Gaza for the second day in a row, causing more deaths and injuries. The Israeli military's Jonathan Conricus on yesterday's strikes.
We have said multiple times in the past, the civilians are not our enemies. We are fighting against Hamas.
Crews in Kentucky are working delicately to rescue two men trapped in a 10-story abandoned coal plant that collapsed last night in Inez. First responders say they've made contact with one of them, Martin County Sheriff John Kirk.
I kind of feel helpless that you can't do more and you can't do it faster, but this is not a fast process. It's a very slow process in order to try to keep everybody safe.
Officials say the men were on the bottom floor salvaging what they could when the building gave way. The big chill is on in the southern and eastern U.S. Meteorologist Jim Cantore at the Weather Channel.
We're talking about some pretty cold temperatures out there. 140 million sitting below 32 degrees this morning. Even in the 40s and 50s, you're talking about that wind chill, especially in the shade. So I call these faux 40s and 50s because they feel a whole heck of a lot colder than that.
British researchers say artificial intelligence has helped diagnose a rare form of breast cancer faster and better than existing tests.
I'm Vicki Barker in London, where an AI algorithm has been able to diagnose and assess a rare form of cancer with twice the accuracy of existing tests for it. The next step, they say, is to apply the algorithm to more common forms of cancer, though that is likely still a few years away.
The Rangers are now just one win away from their first World Series title.
And now Semien crushes a ball. Goodbye! It is a wrap!
Semien's two-run triple and three-run homer powered Texas to a 10-run lead by the third on Fox. Texas went on to beat the D-backs 11-7 to move 3-1 ahead. Game five is tonight. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An inmate died at the Waupun State Prison Monday. It's the third prisoner death in Waupun in 4 months. The Dodge County Medical Examiner says autopsy results won't be ready for a couple of months. The Waupun prison has been in lockdown since March. The Journal Sentinel reports about 1,000 inmates have to stay in their cells around the clock. Families say they're concerned about health care at the prison. Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler delivers the annual State of the Judiciary Address in Lake Geneva today. It's part of the annual Wisconsin Judicial Conference. The veteran conservative justice has clashed with the new liberal majority on the court over several issues. That includes appointing acting state courts director Audrey Skorowski, who's also addressing the conference. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A fire in September sped up retirement plans for the owners of Raleigh's Bay Resort. Here's Pete Schwabba.
The Door County Resort that was destroyed in a fire is for sale. Raleigh's Bay Resort in Ellison Bay sustained serious damage in a September 5th fire. The owners initially said they would rebuild, but have since changed their minds, deciding to retire instead. The resort is listed at $2.15 million.
Mid-State Technical College hosted its third Skills USA Welding Challenge last month. 31 high school students competed during the event. The welding competition included a hands-on weld test and written test, in addition to a job interview competition. Wisconsin Rapids winners included Nash Sullivan of Lincoln High School. He earned the gold medal in the welding competition and secured a guaranteed spot at the welding competition in April in Madison. Alexandria Benson of Lincoln High School secured silver in the job interview competition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Craig Counsell is now a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After 9 years as the Brewers manager, Craig Counsell is now a free agent. His contract with the Crew expired yesterday. Reports say he has met with the Cleveland Guardians and now the New York Mets. Counsell earned $3.5 million in Milwaukee last season and is looking to significantly raise the bar on pay for Major League Baseball managers. The Rangers won 11-7 over the Diamondbacks last night in Game 4 of the World Series. Texas jumped out to a 10-0 lead, but the D-backs came back. The Texas Rangers now up 3-1 with Game 5 tonight at 7 o'clock in Phoenix. NFL, the Packers with a surprise move, trading defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Bills in exchange for a third-round pick in the draft. College football, the Badgers play against Indiana Saturday. Luke Fickell for an update on quarterback Tanner Mordecai's fractured hand.
I got no updates for you. You know, it comes down to a lot to what Tanner can do.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 36. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James. I am joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
And we're joined by all of you. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
It's Wednesday.
Hope you're having a good one out there. A little bit later, Melissa and I are going to get into spooky, unsolved, odd news mysteries for Halloween on November 1st.
Yes, true crime on WFHR.
Yes, yeah. Oh, I like that. Oh, that's a new segment. New segment. Melissa and I get to play detective. Oh, I like this. I like this.
Hey,
I will do my best Columbo. I will do my best Columbo.
I'll have horrible. To practice up. I want to be Monk.
Yes. Oh, that's good. Oh, I like this. Monk and Columbo solving Columbo. Crimes. I love it. I love it. That's great. And I love the idea of you as Monk. I love. the only thing to make me smile more than Tony Shalhoub as Monk is you. That'd be fantastic. We're going to get to some entertainment news in a moment here, but I do want to address something that maybe I should have done a better job letting the audience know about beforehand. I've gotten some feedback the last couple of days of where are we when people join us at the top of the hour and we're not here right after CBS News. We have a new way of we're doing things here at Civic. They propose this. this, and this is what we're doing now, where we'll have a minute of, we'll have our CBS News break, and then we will have a minute of Melissa News, a minute of state news, and a minute of sports. We encourage you to stick around until 9:07 or so and join us then. But yeah, I think we could have done a better job letting people know about this, and that's on me, and I apologize to our audience.
Well, and me as well.
I wouldn't say that, Melissa, but I appreciate it. And yeah, we'll keep on touching on this from time to time to let you guys know. We have amazing listeners. We are extremely lucky. You know, we've got a lot of great, you know, brothers and sister stations here at Civic Media. We don't have any 83-year-old stations. We don't have any stations that have been around this long over multiple decades, taking care of having listeners growing up with this station, graduating high school with this station, going off into the workforce in this area. We've got like that's the kind of listeners I'm talking about. We've got new listeners. We've got great young listeners out there. We've also got listeners that have been with us for multiple 4 or 5 decades. Want to take care of that. We appreciate that. I don't know. I'm not speaking for anybody else but myself here. I'm not going to be in this chair and not appreciate every single one of those individuals, no matter how they do ratings around here. So we appreciate you. We'll keep you up to date on things, let you look behind the curtain whenever we can, and we appreciate you. Rolling Stone. Oh, did you have something, Melissa?
Well, I was just going to say, within the news department, we've had a lot of changes recently, and some new things that they're rolling out and trying. So you've also noticed some changes where we've dropped now the background music that used to be on in the afternoons, and part of this rollout that you so graciously took responsibility for not informing our audience is coming from the news department. So I feel like I also have some responsibility in that, because yes, we've added now a minute of state news, and then it's down to 1 minute of local news, but you're getting 4 different news segments throughout the morning now instead of one of the same. So hopefully that will help also give you more news and more state news as well.
Yeah. We'll touch on this more as we're going along here to keep reminding, you know, listeners that may not be joining us right now, and keep you up to date on those things and any other changes coming around. I do have one bone to pick with the news department. And I don't mean to bring this on the air. It's not very classy of me, but I have to do it.
Well, sometimes you do what you got to do.
I've been working very hard on coming up with the music, the perfect music for your music, to play in the background of your sound, you know, when you're doing the news. So now I'm hearing that you guys don't even need me anymore. This was my, I was working really hard on that, Melissa.
Were you polishing up your spoons?
I had some spoons work I was doing, a little bit of triangle work, a little bit of that. What do they call those instruments?
The ukulele. Mouth harp?
Mouth harp would be good. I was thinking of the New Zealand Australian instrument.
Didgeridoo.
Yeah.
There we go.
I had 6 didgeridoo artists in with me in the studio the other day to record some great background music for your news. I guess I'll just find something else for it.
I think that sounds like a great segment for Director's Cut. Maybe you guys need some new music.
Seth and I just yelling over them as they don't stop playing while we're talking.
Could you stop with the droning already?
You guys
that's the only note you play? Got it.
Got it. This was a bad idea. This is as bad as when Seth and I brought on 10 mimes. 10 mimes to interview, and not a word from one of them. Not a word. We go to some actual entertainment news now, where the Rolling Stones are the first act to have Billboard 200 top 10 albums in each decade since 1960.
Wow.
Their latest album, Hackney Diamonds, debuted at number 3. Most recent Rolling Stones album in 2023 debuted at number 3. That is incredible to me. That is just incredible. They had 13 of the top 10 albums in the 60s, 12 in the 70s, 6 in the 80s, 3 in the 90s, 2 in the 2000s, 1 in 2010, and so far, 1 in the 2020s.
Wow. The staple of classic rock.
They just keep rolling. They just keep moving.
No pun intended.
They also have the most top 10 albums of all time, 38.
Whew.
Interesting. I think that, and I have the list in front of me, and even with that being said, I would have guessed the Beatles at number 2. I think that would be a pretty fair guess. I'd be wrong, though. Barbara Streisand is second with 34.
Nice.
That's pretty
impressive.
That's very impressive. The Beatles...
She has got That girl's got a voice.
She really does. She's one of the most legendary voices ever. And the Beatles and Frank Sinatra have 32 each. So not too far behind, but still 38 to 32. That's a pretty big difference. And unlike the Beatles, the Stones around in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. I mean, that's just, you know, incredible. Even if you like the, you don't like the Stones. I mean,
still pumping out the music.
Still entertaining kids, our good friends over on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Want to thank our great, 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 wonderful head of news, Melissa Kay. I don't know if you see her, thank her for me. She sent this over, and I don't know. With the amount of bandwidth all of us have, we can only take so much in. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing a little bit of a heavy lifting with my family right now, so I've just been missing things left and right, whether it's sports or entertainment. And I missed this one, and I'm so thankful that you sent it over, Melissa, because I thought this was a wonderful article. Comes to us from The Hollywood Reporter, and it's about Sesame Street being reimagined for season 56.
And that's another thing to note, 56 seasons of Sesame Street.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's very cool. Very impressive. 56 years of not only entertaining kids, but more importantly, educating, speaking to something that you touched on at the end of our last segment, Melissa, about understanding and acceptance and having an open heart and an open mind.
Yeah. And just loving people for who they are.
Yeah. It's the essence of Sesame Street and the essence of what a lot of us grew up watching. The long-running children's series will be getting a creative overhaul for its 56th season, which will debut in 2025. And I'm just going to quote here from Steve Youngwood, the CEO of Sesame Workshop. With any change, you have evolutions, and then you have things that are slightly bigger steps, while still staying core to who we are. We felt like this was a moment to step back and think bigger about how we evolve it. So let's get into the changes. And I don't think that as a longtime Sesame Street fan and as somebody who's even watched it in recent years with my nephews and that, I don't think these changes are really going to be that significant, especially to kids. Most importantly, to kids. Adults might notice. Mm-hmm. I don't think kids are going to.
Nope. And I think that this is going to only enhance the program.
Agreed. The most significant change will see the program drop the kind of magazine-style format it has long used in favor of two longer, more narrative-driven segments. So what that means basically is where Sesame Street has always been kind of a segment show, sort of like our show is.
Little clips.
Yeah. And then, you know, they have their overall kind of headline topics, if you will, like the letter of the day.
The letter, yeah.
That kind of thing. this is going to go more towards... Elmo stubs his toe, you know, it's going to have a segment of the, or not a segment, but a kind of a two long 11 minute story segments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's almost like a miniature show within
yes.
a show.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's another part of this. So they're going to have two longer narrative driven segments that are going to kind of focus on certain topics and that. And then they will have an animated series, Tales from 123, that is going to be also played in there. And the new format will feature two 11-minute story segments with new animated series sandwiched in there.
Nice.
So I don't know. I think this is a... Not only it's whether it's a good idea or a bad idea or any of these kind of things, what I love is that, okay, Sesame Street, you know, it's been around a long time, 56 seasons, all this. I think it's had its run. You know, let's go ahead and let's just put it on the shelf and let's make a new cartoon, an animated show, kind of loosely based on Sesame Street, but not really. Yeah, they're doing all these different things with it. Instead, they're keeping us on Sesame Street. They're keeping the everything core that the kids and, you know, everybody and parents love, while also kind of evolving the way that you tell the story. Not so much the medium. They're not trying to change that as much as the way that kids take in the story.
Well, and I like the fact that even though, you know, we talk so much now about, well, everybody's got such a short attention span. We need things to be, you know, under 10 seconds or under a minute because otherwise we're going to lose their attention. And they're doing the opposite of that. Instead of saying we're going to, you know, let's get more and more faster and faster, they're going to say, no, we're going to do an 11-minute story that's going to be more dynamic and more sophisticated and gives more character development and a deeper story.
Yeah. Which
I think that's brilliant.
I agree. And I think it's also, it's necessary in today's day and age where it used to be you could kind of tell a story in a segment, and now you need a little more time and a little more depth, a little more context, I think, for kids. They're also going to have there will be other tweaks as well, including a signature song in every episode. That's fun. That's going to be great. Mm-hmm. Kids love singing along and all that. And the new animated series, Tales from 123, is going to be a pretty nice feature of this, too, I think, and also bring in, keep kids around as well. It's a fun idea. I'm looking forward to seeing how this develops for the kids.
Yes, I agree. And I'm glad that it's not going to lose the essence of what Sesame Street is.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to take a quick break. Just a little more entertainment news coming up when we get into concert venues that are supposedly haunted.
Okay.
I want to touch on that one. That's coming up, along with some local good entertainment for you that we're going to touch on. All that coming up for you on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 36. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Yo, see what I want. Oh no, oh no.
Yes, I love this song.
I'm sorry, Melissa. I'm sorry.
James, you're the worst.
I am the worst.
I wanna.
Yeah, you can sing it.
I wanna really, really, really wanna take a day. Oh, if you wanna be my lover, gotta get with my friend. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
I'm trying to do the music in the back. I don't know the music. I don't. Well done. Well done, Melissa. Well done. Well done. Thank you. I'll take any morning I can hear you sing. And it sets us up perfectly for our next segment. Melissa and James here with you. We're talking about concert venues that are supposedly haunted. Might not be singing at any of these anytime soon, or maybe you will and you're looking forward to it. I mean, some people like this kind of thing. I think it's kind of cool, actually. Concerts are fun, but I bet they're more fun if you get to see a ghost or something.
Sure.
Seems like it might be an added bonus if you're into that. Yes. So let's look through some of these that were kind of interesting, I thought, like the Rapids Theater in Niagara Falls, New York. Oh, you would think that would be right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
I know. For a second, I was like, what?
Yeah. Ghost hunters actually checked this place out, making it a hot spot for amateur paranormal investigators and people who want to dress like they're 19 still and wear fake big glasses. I'm sorry, those ghost hunter guys. My mom loves the ghost hunting shows. It's like a release for her. It's like her just kind of her guilty pleasure. kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
She loves watching them and
something
stuff.
Something fun to have on in the background.
And I could sit there and, you know, I'll come into the room and check in on her or something like that. Now I'll get caught up in them for like a minute or two or something like that. But that the Ghost Hunter one, I can't do it. Like I can't. it's the lead guy with the fake glasses and the big JNCO pants, and I'm I can't handle him. I end up laughing too much and I can't hear anything he's saying. And then my mom kicks me out of the room and then.
as she should.
Yeah, she should. The Orpheum Theater in Vancouver, Canada. A vaudeville performer who fell to his death in the early 1900s hasn't left yet. And a former attendant reportedly haunts the men's bathroom in the basement.
That's creepy.
Yeah. So who has it worse there? People that have to use the bathroom or the ghost that's stuck in the bathroom the rest of existence? There. Yeah, I don't know who's got that worst.
Well, I mean, we've all seen the Harry Potter episode in the bathroom.
That's right. Yeah.
So you know what? That's probably pretty rough.
So looking ahead at this list, and I didn't read, just looking, glancing ahead, I've actually been to about three or four of these places.
Oh, cool.
The next two I've been to. The Chapel in San Francisco. This place was once a mortuary.
And they didn't. Good reason to be haunted then.
I'm in the building for like 5 seconds, and my buddy Will, that I was going to see something there with, tells me, hey, you know, this used to be a place for dead people. What are you talking about? There are all kinds of stories there. The ghost of a little girl was even supposedly caught on a security camera once. And any of the attendants there would love to tell you about this.
Of course.
It's a beautiful building. It's a very cool looking building, but it's. Yeah, it is. I don't know how much I believe in this stuff. Not because I disbelieve in it. I have a very open mind and heart about any of these kind of things. I just haven't experienced them. Mm-hmm. And the way my brain kind of works, I got to experience stuff. But I don't disagree or agree with any of it. I'm just, to me, I'm kind of like a Switzerland on this stuff. I just take it all in.
Well, and some people are more sensitive to that world, I would say, than others.
Agreed. The House of Blues in Chicago. It's haunted by the ghost of a little girl. One time a boy saw her playing with toys and he screamed, caused her to vanish. It became a big story around there. And now, even if you've never even been in the building, I almost guarantee you there's people hanging out outside or people around the other bars and stuff around there where you'll hear the story. The Roseland Theater in Portland. Back when it was known as Starry Nights, it was a hub for criminal activity. The owner was convicted of murder, and not good. Not good.
Okay.
Avalon in Hollywood. Spirits include a guy in a tuxedo, woman in high heels, and a piano player whose music can still be heard.
That's scary.
The Rave right here in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee. I've seen three different shows there, including one of the best shows I'll ever see. The place is supposedly haunted by the ghost of a little girl who drowned in a swimming pool that's no longer in use. A dead former employee named Jack is also still hanging around there, apparently. I have a buddy who told me he saw Jack.
Really?
Yeah. We are also drunk.
And so there can be a lot of things you imagine or see that you think you saw.
He also thought that a girl was into him, and she was not. She was definitely not. There's a lot to be said on that one. But
why are so many of these little girls?
Thank you.
Is there nothing creepier than a dead little girl?
I don't think there's much creepier than that. So that's certainly it. But that also speaks, just says to me, our love of ghost stories and keeping them around and creating them. We give Hollywood a hard time for not coming up with new stuff. Like, we've been doing the same ghost stories forever. Everybody has heard the one about the hitchhiker. You pick up the lady, and it turns out she was a ghost the whole time. And, you know, there's all kinds of ones we've been telling. It seems like almost every rural area has that one ghost story about a little girl or about that lady.
The empty house up on the hill that's got the little girl that looks out the window.
It's never about some, like, big guy named Larry who just, you know, got lost. Hey, how you doing? I'm a ghost. I don't know where I'm at.
Can't drink beer anymore, but
Do you know where how to get to heaven? Because I got no clue here. I'm stuck in purgatory or whatever you want to call this. Where are you going? It's never that. It's never, it's always a little girl, apparently, or something. Mm-hmm.
Or is it that little girl ghosts are creepy and a young teenage boy ghost is more malicious? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's part of it too. It speaks to our own societal stereotypes or whatever you want to call them that we kind of put on things and what's easier on the eye, what's easier on the brain,
or what's more of a fun story to tell.
Yes. First Avenue in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Back when it was a Greyhound bus station, a woman reported hanging herself in the bathroom after finding out her lover wouldn't be returning from the war. People still see her there dancing.
Oh, wow. I've been there. I got to perform on that stage once.
Ooh, cool. Very cool. I've heard great things about that place as far as the acoustics and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a neat venue.
I am very jealous. Oh, that's very cool. And finally, Royal Albert Hall in London, probably the most famous haunted stage.
Well, yeah.
In 1930, a group of spiritualists went there to conjure the ghost of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the creator of Sherlock Holmes. One of them claimed she was pushed by five spirits. There have also been reports of the ghost of two Victorian women giggling in the corridors. Just an interesting story. Interesting.
Well, and ghost stories there, I think, because there's so much history and the buildings are so old there that that they seem cooler to me, even though I'm not into ghost stories and hauntings and that kind of stuff gives me the heebie-jeebies. But they have a longer history there, I think.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple of local entertaining things that we wanted to touch on here, as long as we have a second, I wanted to make sure to get to. And we got a great couple of events coming up tomorrow. We want to encourage everybody to join our friends at the Performing Arts Center for the Gatlin Brothers.
Yeah.
Gatlin Brothers are going to be there showtime at 7:30. Go ahead and join these great gentlemen and some of the best harmonies you will ever hear. Get your we want to send say thank you to our listeners who got themselves some free tickets.
Yes.
And I'll be listening. Nice. Anytime we have an artist here, Sally and the gang are usually get us tickets and we'll give them away. And we appreciate everybody buying tickets and getting tickets to these events, especially events like the Gatlin Brothers. The way we bring in these acts is by selling tickets, everybody.
Yes. So thank you for supporting arts in our part of the world.
Yeah. Sally works so hard in bringing these acts in. And I think the best way we can thank her is getting tickets and getting to these shows.
Show up.
Yep. SavorTheArts.com. SavorTheArts.com. Get your tickets and welcome the Gatlin Brothers to town, everybody. Great guys. I couldn't have had more fun talking with them. Good people. Good people.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the best harmonies you'll ever hear, those guys. The 15th annual Iron Chef live auction and online silent auction going on tomorrow at the hotel in Marshfield from 5:30 to 8:30.
I get to go to that.
Yeah, I'm really excited for you to be able to. I've got to teach. Now, I'm still hopeful that I can find a substitute, but the fact that I'm already substituting for the teacher that's supposed to have a class, I don't know if that's...
I'm
hopeful to get there, especially because while this is fun, I love the Iron Chef stuff. Most importantly, it's a benefit for Shirley's House of Hope. It is time to take a stand to end domestic violence. We are just getting out of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And any opportunity to help organizations like the wonderful people at Shirley's House of Hope, I would like to think all of us want to take that stand and want to join them and make sure that they know they are not standing alone, that we stand by them. You can sample hors d'oeuvres and vote for the People's Choice Award.
Woo.
Then watch as chefs face off in culinary competition while you enjoy a full meal.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Chef Brian going to be there. Chef Rob Arndt. Mystery Chef will be there. Ooh.
And these are local chefs, I believe.
Yeah. Ticket sales are open. You can get over to shirleyshouseofhope.org to find out more. shirleyshouseofhope.org to find out more. And be sure to bookmark that page and keep up to date on all the great things that they are doing over there.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate our friends over at Shirley's, and we're thinking of you. Keep up the great work, everybody.
And come down and join us on Thursday night if you can.
And then Friday, Melissa and Seth and I will be getting you ready for the weekend together. Mel, maybe you could tell us a little bit about how the event went.
I will. Yeah, for sure.
Looking forward to that. And one more thing wanted to get out there. Our good friends at CWAC, Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater, have Crazy for You going on for a couple of more shows.
Yeah, I got tickets for Saturday. I'm excited.
Right on. Oh, it's going to be a good one. That's going to be a good show. Be sure to check that out.
Oh, they got a great cast.
Yeah, they really do. This has got some of not only our favorite actors from the Central Wisconsin area, but some of the best actors from the Central Wisconsin area are on that stage. You cannot go wrong. There is no weak links in that cast. It is solid. Check out Crazy for You. They are back on the stage. Get your tickets at CWACT.org. That's CWACT.org. CWACT.org. You can also get tickets right at the front door when you get to 1800 North Point Drive in Stevens Point at the beautiful Century Theater.
Just set out early because I think that there's some parking kerfuffle. So
yeah, that's a good
get
idea.
Get there early.
yeah, good idea to do. We're going to get to state news, then Mel's news, and we'll come back with some more fun on the morning show because we've got to get into these mysteries. It's Columbo and Monk time, everybody. It's on the morning show at WFHR.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin officials say they want elected leaders to stop politicizing diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. University system leadership says DEI programming promotes more inclusive communities for all kinds of students. Governor Evers is suing Republican lawmakers after they stalled scheduled pay raises for state university workers. UW system president Jay Rothman says it's time to stop the rancor. Yesterday's snowfall set records in much of Wisconsin. A band of snow made its way from west to east across the state. Appleton saw 4.5 inches of snow. That breaks the old record of 2.7 inches in 2019. Milwaukee suburbs like West Allis report about 4 inches of snow. Wausau and Eau Claire also set snowfall records yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A federal judge has dismissed former Packer quarterback Brett Favre's defamation lawsuit against ESPN host Shannon Sharpe. Here's Pete Schwabe.
Sharpe is also an NFL veteran. He made comments on FS1's Undisputed in regard to Favre's alleged involvement in a misappropriated welfare funds scandal. Favre brought the suit after Sharpe said Favre made $100 million but stole money from people who really needed it. Favre has also sued ESPN's Pat McAfee. The former quarterback continues to deny any wrongdoing. He has not been charged criminally.
Wildwood Park and Zoo in Marshfield begins their winter hours today. They're open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays are 7:30 to 11:30 a.m. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is holding their holiday wreath fundraiser. You have until November 9th to register your wreath. The silent auction will run December 1st through the 5th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers trade Rasul Douglas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers traded defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills. The deal finalized just 30 minutes before the NFL deadline. The Bills receiving Douglas and a fifth-round pick in next year's draft. The Packers, in return, get a third-round pick. At age 28 and in his prime, Douglas joins a team now with a shot at the Super Bowl. A surprise in Las Vegas. Last night, the owner of the Raiders, Mark Davis, fired both head coach Josh McDaniels and GM David Ziegler. McDaniels only in his second season. The Raiders at 3-5 just beat the Packers 2 weeks ago. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight to take on the Toronto Raptors. Game time, 6 o'clock. Milwaukee coming off a 122-114 win at home over the Heat. Head coach Adrian Griffin says the Bucks defense looked a little gassed in the fourth quarter.
You got a little stagnant at the end, but we learned from that. I got to do better. I don't know if I need to put another ball handler in there.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. I'm Mike Clemens.
Discover the power of networking at the next Rapids Connection meeting, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club. Registration is at 10:30 a.m., followed by networking and lunch. Plus, featured speaker Jamie White shares insight on building your dream team for success. Everything's included for $20, but the cost will be taken off when you join. Don't miss your opportunity to meet like-minded business professionals Wednesday, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club with Rapids Connection.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 36. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Burned out hollow tree that stands a haunted house where the creatures can be seen.
One more time using our Halloween bumper.
Gotta get them in.
Gotta get it one more time in on this November 1st. I understand. Because we got one more Halloween story we gotta get to.
Yes. Wrap up.
This is a fun one, though. Halloween is a celebration of the strange and unexplained. But the odd news headlines prove that spooking doesn't always mean ghosts and ghouls. Sometimes it could be a little bit of mystery. So we welcome in Monk and Columbo to dive into this year's headlines that feature a fair share of bizarre, thought-provoking, and sometimes downright weird stuff.
Okay, but can we stop for a minute? And I need you to put some newspaper down, please, and stand on that there. And I would like it if you could stop chewing gum because it really bothers me. And I have something on my hands. Do you have a bathroom? Can I wash my hands? Please, I need a...
You know, I don't mean to be distracting, but that's a wonderful point you made there, Mr. Monk. And actually, Mrs. Columbo, she would make a wonderful a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for me all the time, and I really love that.
I don't eat peanut butter. I have allergies. I can't. Don't even bring it close to me.
I like the idea of them just basically talking. They're not even solving a mystery. They're not. I just Peter Falk and Tony Shalhoub just in a room together. just talking. So here's our first mystery, and we actually touched on this one once during our show. A annual mystery once again became the talk of the campus at New Hampshire's Plymouth State University when a pair of pumpkins were impaled on the spires of Round's Tower, a large clock tower in the center of the campus.
Okay, that took some effort.
Yeah, the pumpkins have appeared on the spires every year since the 1970s.
Really?
Except 1 year when the roof was under construction. But the people behind the annual prank and their methods remain a close, guarded secret.
That's cool.
Nobody knows who puts these up there, who takes them down, for that matter.
Oh, wow.
And it's not as if, like, if you look at this up, everybody, this is not like a building that you can scale or anything. Like, I can't imagine the type of crane that you would need to be able to pull this off. It truly does boggle the mind, like, how they're doing this. And nobody notices. Like, students, this is like staying up to catch Santa. Students stay up and like, try to catch people doing this, and nobody's ever caught them since the 70s.
Yeah, that's what am I looking at statistics here? 173 feet in the air.
It's insane. I don't know how this is done, but more power to them. Well done. This is an interesting one, too, and it takes us to an Australia. Residents of Warwick, Victoria, Australia, a town boasting a population of about 70 people, first spotted a mysterious Minions sculpture in town just before Christmas.
Oh.
And the statues have continued to appear on various properties to reach a current total of 24.
Oh, okay.
The proprietors behind the scrap metal sculptures, some of which are designed to have use such as a mailbox or planters, were caught on camera in one incident, but they were disguised by Santa Claus costumes.
Nice.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
I like
it. Also fairly harmless.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing about these mysteries that I actually kind of I dig about these is that they're weird and confusing maybe, but they're not hurting anybody. They're not doing anything wrong. These are actually really, really well done sculptures. These are very nice.
Yeah. No, I looked it up. They're cute. Yeah. I mean, Minions are cute.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're cool, but they're colorful and everything. They're yellow and blue, and here's a black and yellow one. And they're not small.
No, no. They look heavy. They don't look like they were
like
easy to transport.
High. Yeah.
Carol Dillon of Oklahoma City said her family has repeatedly been awakened in the middle of the night by a loud banging on her back door, and security cameras have captured only grainy, unclear footage of an unknown creature. Dillon said she suspects the animal might be a bat, but some experts said that the animal could also be an unusually large moth.
An unusually large moth.
So there's the mystery of something, and then there's finding it and being more freaked out than you were with whatever your imagination was coming up with. Like that's one of those scenarios to me. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know about that one. And this is an interesting one. Is this our last one? No, we got one more after this. Okay. John LeClaire of Big Bear, California, had an unseasonably spooky experience when a ball of ice crashed through the roof of his house, making a noise that he compared to a sonic boom. LeClaire and his family have been unable to get any answers from authorities as to whether the bowling ball sized chunk of ice was the remains of a meteor or whether it fell from a passing airplane. There's been no evidence and no way to tie this. And the ball itself doesn't look like either of those other scenarios. Like in there's been stories of the past where a ball of ice or something from a plane came shooting down.
Yeah.
Or we've gotten a piece of a meteor. But authorities and the experts on this have looked this over, and they got nowhere to tie this to. There's no paper trail.
Hmm. Weird.
Yeah.
And a bowling ball, that's a big ball of ice.
Yeah, it ain't nothing luckily nobody was hurt from it or anything.
No kidding. That'd do some damage.
And Mr. Monk, if you would help me with this final mystery.
As long as I don't have to touch anything.
A video recording, you're so good at this. A video recorded by Rain McKinney near the South Causeway Bridge at Pawleys Island in South Carolina left experts stumped as to identifying the identity of an oddly shaped swimming creature. A South Carolina Department of Natural Resources representative said officials were stumped by the video, which was passed along to the Marine Resources Research Institute in Charleston for further analysis, and they could not figure out what this creature was either.
Weird.
The video is a little grainy, but it's good enough to where if it was a stingray or something like that, which it kind of almost resembles, but it's not, you would kind of, okay, that's a stingray. You know, it's grainy, but it's not grainy enough to where you wouldn't be able to tell what the animal is.
Yeah.
And this is a reach, I admit, but we're seeing a little bit of evidence of some weird things going on in the last year. They're seeing, dolphins and whales being reported in parts of America that we've never seen before. We're getting a little of these things because of the environment and what we're doing to the planet, of course.
And the changes to the ocean, yep.
Would it be that far-fetched if something that a type of species we haven't seen before that's kind of stayed at a certain part of the ocean or maybe a certain part of the woods is all decided to, you know, hey, I'm hungry, my resources are gone, I'm coming to your town.
Well, I mean, we've had deer breaking into Noodles and Company and right. bears walking into convenience stores. I mean, it's just...
I don't know what's far-fetched anymore in 2023 and going forward. I don't know what's far-fetched anymore. I don't know what's science fiction. I don't know.
Flies is actually going to happen. You know, yeah, that, what is it? 1960s movie Flies.
Yes, yes.
And birds. Wow. And, you know, like, the nature's coming for us.
Yeah, make no mistake about this, everybody. We can talk about saving the planet and the environment and all those things, but this thing's going to keep going with or without us.
If it decides to turn on us, you know, I'm betting it's probably going to get an upper hand.
Who's the boss? Mother Nature. Mother Nature's the boss. I mean, we can all joke and think about that we have power or we have control over our lives or all these things. Yeah. No, Mother Nature runs this game.
There's no real life storm.
No, no. I think this is a fascinating story. I love these, especially in this day and age where if I want to know something, I am a search engine away from looking it up and finding
and
out.
Everybody's got a camera.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody thinks they know everything too. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't go 5 seconds without somebody, well, actually, or something like that. Here we've got genuine real life mysteries that are just awesome. I think I kind of hope, especially like with the first one we did with the pumpkins on the spires.
I hope that never ends.
I hope it never ends. I hope it never ends. Yeah. I kind of hope we never find out how they're doing it, although I want to know so badly.
Right. But that's half the fun of a mystery that's harmless like that.
I was never the kid that when I never got really too into watching magic tricks or anything, but when I would watch them or anything, even to this day, I don't want to know how they're done. I like the mystery. There's a part of my brain that, of course, wants to know everything. I love knowledge.
But we're also delighted by mysteries.
Yeah, I think it's just a fun part of life. We're going to come back with more fun parts of life with some good stories of the day and also a That Ain't Right story coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th. You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City
Services. Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 36 this afternoon, under mainly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 23 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you. Under no pressure, although we do got to get a bit of things in before the top of the hour. Oh, my God, Melissa, there is pressure.
There's pressure. Why does the song make me think of Ice Ice Baby?
Because they sampled it. Yes, they sampled the da-ding-ding, part, and actually got into quite a lot of trouble for that. They ended up losing a lot of money off of that song because they didn't get the rights right away. That was an early problem in hip-hop. That was an early problem.
Sorry to derail. We're under pressure. Go.
Yeah. So our That Ain't Right story, this is an interesting one. New data shows that the average employee spends 10 hours and 47 minutes writing emails.
Wow. I believe it.
Yeah, the average employee writes 112 emails a week, which means that we're spending 5 to 6 minutes on each one. That includes quick comments and the ones we really labor over as well. Of course, a lot of those emails are being scanned, workers estimate that only 36% of emails are fully read and understood. They know that because about half of the workers say it's common to get replies where their questions are not answered. They're addressing by the wrong name, or they're addressed by the wrong name, or they are asked a question that just was answered. So more than one third of workers say that their productivity would be positively impacted if their company relied on less on email.
To be replaced with what?
Well, I think they're saying less. They're not saying email. They're saying just less email. I don't believe that there is a business alive that's going to get out of the tech world and not be involved in the tech world, whether it's email or chat rooms or texting or anything like that.
Well, and please don't replace emails with more meetings.
Right.
Because that's not
the
answer.
No, that is not the answer. I think that every business comes down to communication. And being able to, be able to communicate accurately and to where people understand
effectively.
The problem also for a lot of businesses, and this is a problem for every industry, really, is you have a lot of people and you're trying to get a lot of information to a lot of people, and you've got a lot of management. You've got this person managing this person, but this person manages this person, and these things are ever changing. So for your average employee to keep up with all these things, it can be a job in itself.
Right. That's a 5 minute long read, and one particular part of it pertains to you. You're probably not going to take that information in.
And I mean, it's certainly, again, we're not getting out of the tech world here. It's certainly understandable that businesses that, are going to be doing these things, are going to take use of this stuff, whether it's email, chat rooms, or anything like that. But we're also in a day and age where the power is with the employee. And it's not going back. The genie's out of the bottle on this one. So if your business doesn't have a good life-work balance, if your business cannot give the employees their personal space and everything, you're not going to have those employees very long. And to a business, they may say, well, we'll just replace you. Okay, who are you replacing them with? Is it the same talent? Is it the same level that you come to expect from the employee you just lost?
And that you spent all that money training and building up in that position.
Yeah, I what a wasted investment. That's a waste of time for your company. It's a waste of investment of resources. I can't think of a more ridiculous reason to lose a good employee than them being tired of being bombarded by meetings or work emails or something like that. There's an important balance that has to happen with those things. And I think the smart businesses, the smart employers, the ones that are going to stick around, get that. They understand that. I'm not at all saying that you don't have to have these things. They're important. It's silly not to take advantage of them when it comes to us being able to communicate with each other so easily nowadays.
But there also has to be the employee has to have the time to do those things. Like they have to have the ability to get their emails done and replied to during their work time and not be expecting them to do it on their off hours.
Yeah. There's a lot of learning that needs to go on with that. And it's not just employees. Employers are learning too. And I think that everybody, when it comes to that stuff, having some understanding, and again, coming back to communication, bosses talking with employees, employees talking with bosses, and being able to have an open conversation on those things are just as vital as whatever other business you might be doing at said business.
Right. Because an email does not equate a conversation.
Yeah, I can't think of many bosses that are figuring out what to pay their employees and incorporating in that. Well, I want them to spend 12 to 15 minutes a day answering an email, individual emails and everything, and how quickly that time adds up to for an employer. I not speaking for them, but to me, I wouldn't think that they'd want that.
Right.
Let's take a look at our day ahead, and we have got a great one lined up for you today with Midday Magazine. Join us from 3 to 4. Wood County Sheriff's Department joining us. Sheriff Sean Becker will be with us.
Oh, good. So you can hear about how their haunted walkthrough went at the police department on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to talking with him about that and plenty more. There's so much to talk about with him, and he always comes in with a plenty to talk about, so we're looking forward to that. And it's Wednesday. We know what that means.
Bingo!
Bingo! Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Join them as they open their doors at 5. Things kick off at 6:30 at 430 West Jackson Street, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. The Elks Lodge support us. Let's support them. Get on over there every Wednesday for bingo. Doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30, 430 West Jackson Street, Wisconsin Rapids.
Plus, bingo is just fun.
Yeah, yeah, bingo's great. a quick reminder that we've got a couple of great events going on Thursdays here in town. Wisconsin Rapids Indoor Winter Farmer Market at the Moravian Church.
That's on Thursday?
That's on Saturdays. I'm sorry. Saturday. That's Saturday from 9 to 2.
Okay.
I'm used to the farmer's market on Thursdays.
I was displaced for a moment.
Yeah, you and me both.
Saturday.
My notes fell as I was grabbing them. And I don't. And I had them in chronological order, and they're not now. They're not.
Rats.
But we encourage you to check out the farmer's market, support local, support our local vendors, our local ag industry.
Plus, shop where it's warm.
Yeah, yeah, yes. It just as important point. join the Winter Farmers Market over at the Moravian Church Saturdays from 9 to 2. It's going to be a good one. Check that out. And thank you for checking us out, everybody. We got great stuff on your radio all day long. A little bit later today, Luke Fickle's show on this station at 5:05. Wisconsin men's basketball versus UW Stevens Point at 6.
Woohoo!
Pregame starts at 6. Tip off a little bit later. That's going to be a good one. Badgers, Wisconsin men's bad team, UW Stevens Point. It's always a good one. That's going to be a great game. Melissa, great show. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too, James.
Have a great day, everybody out there. We'll talk to you soon and later. Be good to each other.